We always have to remind ourselves no nation can do this alone. We're going to have to tackle climate change together. Nations like many of yours obviously feel a special urgency about this. The biggest emitters, like my country and China, have a special responsibility to act to make sure that countries willing to do their part move past the dirty phase of development to move into a clean energy strategy. That was a key principle in the Paris Agreement, and I was mentioning to the leaders here, we could not have gotten a Paris Agreement without the incredible efforts and hard work of the island nations. They made an enormous difference, and we're very proud of the work that they did. And this is why tonight I can announce more than $30 million in new commitments for our friends in the Pacific, funding for investments like stronger infrastructure, more sustainable development, and safer drinking water. So. From here, I'm going to be traveling to China, where we'll be meeting for the G20 summit, and climate will be a centerpiece of our agenda. Joint U.S.-Chinese leadership on climate was part of the reason that we were able to get Paris done, and I'm going to push to build on that record as long as I occupy this office and probably even after I leave it. You know, there's an old Hawaiian proverb that loosely translates to, unite to move forward. It seems simple enough, but the natives used it as a reminder that if you want to row a canoe, every oar has to be moving in unison. Otherwise, I don't know, you go in circles. You just go around and around. Your pace slows, you drift, you get caught up in the currents, and you get off course. Well, when it comes to climate change, there's a dire possibility of us getting off course, and we can't allow that to happen. That's why our united efforts are so important. Government has a role to play, but so does scientists and inventors and investors, all working to revolutionize clean energy production. Entrepreneurs and academics and leaders in this room are collaborating across continents, and everyday citizens of the world are going to have to push their own communities to adopt smarter practices and to push those of us in positions of power to be less concerned with special interests and more concerned about the judgment of future generations. And that's why we've got to unite to move forward. We have to row as one. If we do, we might just save the one planet that we've got.